Today is September the 4th, 1987. I am Lorraine Gall, and I will be collecting oral history for Jackson Township, Dearborn County, Indiana. I understand this is a special day for this man that I'm about to talk to. And his name is Henry Rosemeyer, and I understand it's your birthday.
Yeah.
How old are you?
99.
That's pretty good.
I'm going to try to make 100 tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Well, you're working on it.
Let's start on the 100.
Okay. Can you tell me anything about, you live at Route 3, Box 37, and on Five Point Road at Sunman, and your birthplace was in Lawrenceville, Dearborn County, and you were born September the 4th, 1888, and you've been a farmer.
Yes,
and you probably still farm.
Still farm, yeah.
Wait, how many acres do you have?
100 acres even.
100 acres even.
I had 140, but I sold the boy 40 acres of the ground.
Yeah.
I said I wasn't going to run up there farming. Got a big boots on it.
Can you tell me anything about your parents or your family at home?
Oh, my parents. Well, I had good parents. Mother and father, I saw lots of them. They stayed here for 3 years, and they both died. Daddy, though, he lost his mind altogether after Mama died.
Tell her what he used to eat.
Oh, he used to eat. I had to put him down in the county for him on the cottage. I couldn't keep him, he'd run away for us, and I said, I sent for doctor. Come down and he's eating hedgepoles. He has whiskers here. That's awful. He said, what are you? Eating them damn hedgepoles. Oh, my God. He didn't live long, though, when he took him over there.
Nice.
About 2-3 weeks, something like it.
Now your father was John Rosemeyer?
Yes, ma'am.
And your mother was Mary? How do you say that?
Marie.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's on that.
Marie. Paper. How did you say that last name?
Lawrence.
Lawrence. She was Lawrence.
Uh-huh. Now was the one of
Manchester.
These?
Manchester. She was.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, now there was some Lawrence families settled in Lawrenceville, and I wondered if she was one of them.
She was from Manchester.
She was from Manchester.
Uh-huh.
You had your children.
And his sister and brothers, I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't put them down. They're on that other paper down there for you. That's when he was married.
Okay.
If you want that.
It's Mary. I found your marriage license. I was at Lawrenceburg yesterday, and I didn't know who your wife was, but she was a fink.
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Long fink.
June the 23rd, 1909.
Yeah. He's a Parker, a Sunday. He said he wished he was 16 again.
Would you want to be 16 and start over?
Would you do it
the same way?
I try to live the same way. We lived good together. We didn't have this damn cussing and stealing or anything. Trust one another.
Do you remember when you were growing up, was there any, you were at Lawrenceville. Mm-hmm. Was there any, businesses around, or what kind of, was mostly farming?
Most old farm, and just either had a place down at Weisberg, you could buy anything, or Lawrenceville. All them little towns, you could go in and buy anything you want. They didn't have a look in the book to see what the price was.
They knew what it was.
They knew what the price was. You come in the bill, I could go to someone and say, I want a milk bucket with a strainer on. They didn't look at the bucket. Get him that bucket down, 85 cents. I said, God damn it, now these fellows have to first go get the book and look, then have to sell the price. There's taxes yet. They're old taxes. The other day, about a couple of weeks ago, I got a couple of gates. I said, God damn, I said, first he wanted $50 for it, and after I gave him the $50 for the gates piece, then he wanted $5 for taxes.
Yeah.
I said, well, God damn it, I didn't have them gates. I said, you've got taxes on them, keep the son of a bitch. Well, I said, God damn, I said, must I pay your taxes yet?
Now, how many was in your family? How many sisters and brothers did you have?
On that sheet down there. It's on that little donkey sheet there. I got them all lined up.
Okay, let's see. 10 children.
Mm-hmm. And he had 5 children of his own.
You had 5 children of your own. I'll see how many I know. Oh, I guess I don't know. I knew all the rest of them. I know Dorothy. Dorothy's a Hill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a Cocker.
And Al and Joe and George are all Rosemars.
Yeah.
And Hazel, I guess I never knew her.
Just got rid of her this morning.
Where is she at?
She's in Riverside, California.
Riverside, California.
Yeah.
I bet she sent you a birthday card.
Yeah.
Huh? I thought they'd come up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're gonna probably come out when you're 100.
Well, I'll never make 100.
Oh, yeah.
They're both sickly.
Oh, they are sickly.
Yeah.
Is she your oldest?
Huh?
Is she the oldest?
Oh, but Hazel's the youngest.
Hazel's the youngest?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the way they like her.
Joe and George are twins.
Joe and George are twins? Okay. Everything was done by hand. You had probably farmed with horses.
Oh, yes, yeah. I had some awful good horses. Pretty easy. Last team I had were full white legs, big white mane and tail, proud and nice. And it was as pretty as it could be. I could hit the pure wagon. Ella formed a Harrington's place then. Boys just got out of school. I said, what do you want to wreck some ground? Go ahead and wreck it. I've done the dealing and stuff, you know, with the horses. And 2 horses would trot all the way over there and put a gold in and put them in the same way.
Yeah.
It was pretty, you couldn't see anything pretty.
I bet you had horses not very long ago yet.
Yeah, when I came here, yeah, I had a horse.
Fellas, when they come here and talk me out of notion, I sold them. They come, they want to sell me 2 colts. So just pitch it after them, 2 mares.
And they wanted you to break them?
Well, Mom, she wouldn't let me buy them. She said, well, you got rid of these now, you want to fool around the young horses again. I used to like them horses with his high life and kick at you.
Tell her about the Hazel used to treat them Western horses.
Yeah, I bought the 8 of them out of the core down there. I fetched them home and kept them about a week, and the other wasn't even older, you know, 3 studs, and I fixed them all together. And Hazel was only 8 years old. I said, you want to drive him in the dish? And I watched it, so he turned around. So she got along with them Western horses. This is pretty.
Oh?
The blacksmith come down. I told him I wanted to put shoes on the front. And he's pricey. Them wild son of a bitches. I said, they ain't wild. I said, that's just the way you treat them. I said, you pet them. I said, the girl, go get them out of the pasture. And she went up and talked to them horses. Come in with them studs, one in each hand. And I said to her, I said, Dennis Naaman come along. He said, I never seen anything like it. He said, goddamn little kid, he said, 8 years old, go out in the patch and get them goddamn Western stiff horses in. He just come walking along with him, pet him.
She wasn't afraid of them, and they weren't afraid of her. She could just do anything with them.
Their mind good and everything. Worked good. Well, first, you know, you had to watch out. They'd kick at you and everything else. Of course, it was punished, you know.
Yeah.
It's all branded. And I said, well, I said, when they go through that mill once, if you touch it, there was good horses, awful good.
Now, when you were young and you went to school, where did you go to school at?
Down here in the...
Rolfings?
Yeah, Rolfings.
Down here. Still standing there.
Most of my schooling was in the woods.
In the woods?
Yeah.
Galbert's.
Oh.
We worked for Galbert's sawmill up there. And then he used to push them, what do you call them, big cross ties off down here in Weisberg off the train, didn't you, Paul?
Yeah, that's a tie company.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you say before about the tricks that you used to play. What kind of tricks did you play? Was this as a young man or growing up or all the way through?
Damn, you had a tool out in the field when we were shredding corn or anything, thrashing. Someone would hitch to it and hide it behind the woods for you or someplace. Play a trick.
Or tie squirrel tails up in the tree. And I said, I shoot that too.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun together with old fellows.
How many years did you go to school? What grade did you go through?
Well, I only got a...
About fourth, ain't it?
I didn't get no schooling at all. I was up in the third reader when they took me out of school and sent me over here to learn to talk German.
To learn to talk German?
Yeah.
I didn't think you'd have to learn to talk it because I thought probably your parents talked it. And then you probably had to go to school to learn English.
His mother did talk German, didn't she, Paul?
She did first.
Uh-huh.
But never learned.
You know when...
That's the meanest school I ever went in.
Oh, really?
Well, it was the meanest kids that go into school.
Yeah, teacher take a rule.
Preacher, he started to put on figures on a on a blackboard. He said to me, he says, you figure them up. Well, I got that little things. I told him right out. I said, what was on? How much I could figure like hell in my head. I told him, nope. He told the old man, he said, it's hard to get ahead of him. He knows more than I do. I said, why, that old dumb preacher, why, I said, put them little figures on a board and want me to figure them up. Why, there was nothing like a kid 6 years old. I said, beat him. He couldn't figure himself. I told him, I said, well, you can't even figure what, how many feet's in a log. I was always working the log measure. Look at a tree and tell how many feet was in it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, did you work in a mill or you just cut the trees?
Well, now, you see, I worked with Frank Roberts. He gave me a book to go by and measure the tree. After he gets so far along, I like to see a big log there, cut off so many feet in it, so many feet. Lumber. I was easy after you got onto it.
Did you went around to buy the trees?
A lot of times.
And most of it was bought here local?
And a lot of times. Chris Hill was my partner that we'd go out together. I would go where the timber was because I was a kid running around hunting quite a bit.
Tell her about the place down in Lawrenceburg. We used to bring that bull and cow. Walked from there all the way.
Well, I had a horse.
And you got
little,
to watch
little,
them.
Little mule.
Mm-hmm.
Son of a bitch wouldn't work. It would work a little while out in the field and then lay down. So I took and hitched it to the buggy. Drove down Lawrenceburg. On this side, his name was Probst. He was an old trader. I drove in, he said, what are you looking for? Oh, I says, ain't looking for anything. I says, just come to see you. Well, he says, trade that mule to me. He says, I want that mule back. He was a kicking down son of a bitch. It wouldn't work. Worked a little while, and she'd lay down. So I traded for a cow and a big bull.
And you walked all the way to Wiseburg.
With two cow chains on, I come all the way home. I got home here at 11 o'clock at night from Guilford. Goddamn, it was a long walk.
Now, when you had cattle on the farm, did you mostly keep them yourself, or did you sell them, or where did they go when they sold them?
Well, I sold a lot of cattle because I was in the cattle business. Sometimes I had 40 head. One time I had 60 head in the yard.
Beef cattle. Did you ever milk them? You didn't have milk cows.
His wife milked
them.
You probably had enough just for the milk yourself.
I went over to Chris Fultz and I gave him a bid on them. Then I had to call Russell Weiss and Bill Esco were coming to get them the next morning. I had the yard full of cattle. I was trading around all the time.
You had mostly, corn, wheat, what kind of crops?
Soybean.
Yeah. I raised the same.
Hay.
After that corn turned 100, over 100 bushels to the acre.
Yeah.
God damn, I never seen corn that
big. Yeah, his grandson planted that.
It's a good year for them crops this year.
Yeah.
He makes two little rounds around the patch now. He gets got a big load on it again.
Yeah.
Solid.
Well,
nice.
I can't find no place to put it either.
Well.
Might just put
it in. Fill up the corn cribs that I got in there. I try to sell it tomorrow.
Says the entertainment, you like cards and music and the old times.
Yeah.
Did you play music?
Oh, no, I
he went to
waltz. You like to dance?
Yeah.
I used to go to dance quite a bit.
Now, where'd you go to dances? Where were the dances?
Lawrenceville.
At the hall?
Weisberg.
Lawrenceville.
Lawrenceville. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never had no trouble.
A lot of women like to dance with them, too. That's what
we used to have a hell of a time as we go.
So that's when you're going to quit.
Do you remember any, it's probably not political issues, but do you remember any elections or anything that or weren't the politics like they are now?
Oh, the politics, it was about like they are now.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't vote for the last 5 years, maybe longer.
Because I was here for 20 years,
he
never voted.
Damn fools, Democrats, old John Mack was on the board, and he wouldn't let my friend old Pap Hill and old Wittenberg, grandfather, they didn't get the vote. And they both had Reggie.
I was telling her she's coming
and I
in.
I said, I'll never go to the poll again. I said, and they won't let that old fellow vote. I said, I'll never go to the poll. I said, well, so I always went and moved every time. And I found out, I said, that it was snotty. They just wanted a certain man in him, and
yeah.
That wasn't right.
No, that's not right.
I did call that right.
Now, did you play cards mostly with the family, or did you get together and have
his
cards?
Old friends from Cincinnati, he used to play cards from. But they're all dead now. We can't play euchre anymore. I love euchre.
Well, they come every?
Every 2 weeks.
I bet there wasn't any kind of card game you couldn't play.
No, we only played euchre. We always, played euchre.
There was an old lady, Miss Kunkel. You know old lady Kunkel, Ed Kunkel and his
Ed
wife.
Ed Kunkel and his
wife. He used to come and play cards, and then when she get mad, and you're cheating, she'd kick you in the ass. What she did? She get her boots? She loves her drink. Honey, she loves them drinks.
No, they was good, honest, nice old people.
Like his daughter told me, that makes him healthy when he keeps his drinking and stuff.
Just like now, like Hormichel's wife.
Uh-huh.
She was my old girlfriend.
Was she from around here?
She's from Indiana.
I don't know where she was born. She was here, come here the other day, and I went down to see her. She said, I'm coming up to see you.
He's down in Little Stories. Poor. Tell about your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, at least she still comes and sees you anyway.
Yeah, but she's not able.
Wait, she's not able.
I said, I got her. I told her to tell the two girls to go down and see how she's getting along. No, I feel sorry for the poor woman.
Yeah.
Nice old lady.
Mm.
She used to be as Don Weisberg. She'd drink a lot of whiskey.
Nice.
I just had a lot of fun together.
Just fed up for you.
Never had no quarrels or anything down there.
What kind of animals did you keep? You said horses. You had cows. You have hogs. I know you had sheep.
Sheep. Hogs. Any damn thing you can think of.
About anything you had. Did you have a zoo?
Yeah. Chicken.
What'd she say?
You had a zoo?
Zoo.
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 Yeah, like ducks, geese,
oh,
and all
yeah.
that, and all kinds of animals. You want to know.
Yeah, got that shit. Yeah. Oh, mules for a while.
Do you break mules?
Yeah. Not many.
The mules are like that. Well, you said the stubborn. They'd work a while and they'd lay down.
Yes, I just had one.
Yeah, they like to do that.
Me and Hal was trying to go off the rest of the paper, but we didn't get that far.
Yeah.
I don't.
Can you remember, like, when you were at home and before you were married, when you were real young, anything that the family did together?
Oh.
Your parents and yourself and your sister and brother?
We always had a good home. I can't say that. Can't say that.
Did you, well, you did, what kind of did you do for, well, like, you remember any games or anything like that you used to play, or did you just,
not too
play,
much,
you just started playing cards?
We didn't have much time, only in the evenings I was in the risky neighbor boys was coming in to play cards.
Baseball.
Yeah, on Sundays we'd always go and play baseball.
Well, now, where did you just play at each other's house?
Just a neighborhood. There was eight boys there.
Now, where did you say your home place was? At Lawrenceville.
Yeah.
Over here where Kenny Goodapple owns it now, by the side of the school.
Oh, next to the school. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Dad sold that place for
$3,200.
Yeah, here that Goodapple bought and paid $125,000.
That's a little bit of difference.
The same damn old buildings is on the place yet.
Now, were they the original buildings that was on there when you remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, did your dad build them?
Yeah.
Both of the barn and the house?
Yep.
This house is 100 years old.
This one is?
Over 100 years old, they
said. Now, this one, someone else, you bought it from someone else. I wasn't in the family, was it?
No, this wasn't in the family. This used to be an old store.
Oh, is that right?
A store and tavern.
A store and tavern?
Uh-huh. Happy Alley. I got an old picture in the back room that shows how it used to look back in the olden days.
Do you know who owned it?
Yeah.
He knows.
Henry Schweitzer.
Henry Schweitzer.
Was his name.
What was it? Was it a grocery store?
Yeah.
Grocery store and...
tavern.
Whiskey. Holy mm-hmm. Whiskey way.
Yeah.
He wouldn't charge you nothing. Fix your shoes for a dime. You gotta take a drink to home.
Now, do you,
I think you drink whiskey.
Yeah. Do you remember, was there ever other businesses here, like at Hubble's Corner or close around here?
Oh, yeah.
Down there at Ely's place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was a hotel, wasn't it, at one time or something?
See, they used to go drive cattle through here and down here at Hubble's Corner. That big brick house out of the place where they stay overnight.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they drove the cattle, chewing hogs, hot hogs, turkeys, anything. 10 days. I don't see how the hell they
Now, this, the road, the main road through was like here at Hubble's Corner.
Yeah.
And then that was...
This was the main road them days.
Yeah.
Come in from Batesville through.
And some used to cut through the field to go to church.
Last cattle went through here was Hogan Nelson's. He bought cattle and drove them through. And one got mean when it got down there at Hubble's Corner. Got the best of them. So they got it in the 80s barn for a rope order. She wanted to go back and got away from him. She got tired of just walking.
Yeah. Did you sell your grain, or did you take your grain in like for flour or just for feed?
We used to do that when the Weisberg mill was on down there.
Yeah.
They took your wheat to the mill and get your own flour. Wish it was that there yet.
Now, do you remember how that mill was run? Was that run with water?
Oh, yeah. It was Teterman and John Shell. Years. And Jake Millman, he ran it for about 10 years, I guess, maybe longer.
Yeah. Now, did you have anything like, like cane or anything like that did you raise?
Rye.
Oh, we raised anything. I used to raise my own cane and molasses.
Now, where did you have to have that cooked, or did you?
Well, there was a fellow named John Hunberger. He always cooked back here in Lawrenceville.
Yeah. And do you haul that with wagons?
Oh, yeah.
Haul it with wagons?
Yeah, everything was wagons.
Yeah. Now, was this road right here in front of you, was this actually, was a road or just more or less a path?
No, it was a road.
It was a road all the time.
Just about there as it is now.
Yeah.
They're putting a little gravel on. It's a damn dusty, you can't see nothing else.
Yeah. Do you remember when you got your first car?
No, I never. Rosie went, maybe would know.
I thought maybe you knew what kind it was.
Oh, it was a Ford.
It was a Ford.
Yeah. Curly was the first one, got one. And I bought two or three for him. And after that, we got the. Then George got the last one. I sold my old Ford. It was a good old car.
That was a truck.
Huh?
That was a truck.
A truck, yeah.
And now, the children, the way they're down here, is that the way they are in age? Is Dorothy the oldest?
Huh?
Is Dorothy the oldest? Who's the oldest of your children?
Oh, I see. Curly's the oldest.
Curly's the oldest?
Yeah, he's standing back there so he
won't. Yeah. And then who? Then it's Dorothy?
That was Dorothy.
Then it must be the twins.
Yeah, then it's me.
Okay. And then Hazel was the last one. Okay.
Well, they got babysitters. I never had no babysitter.
Didn't need one, did you?
Right.
Didn't have to go to work. You were right here. What, you said you were out buying logs, though.
Oh, we done that between times.
You done that between times.
Mama had her three cows while she's a milking. I took care of the little boys. And then when I have to do my work, well, she took care of me. We never had no trouble about raising these two boys.
Well, don't you think that in those days things were a lot simpler, don't you believe?
Well, I done. I went over to Manchester and I bought a little Jersey cow. The boys, you know, she had to use milk and she crowded her eye and they told me, the doctor told me not change no milk on the cow. Give it all the same cow. Well, I went over there to the sale and I bought a nice little Jersey cow. I raised the kids on the milk, is what the word said. So, Butch Gutsler, when his wife had a baby, he just cried and cried. Doc Fletcher, the doctor. I was down there one morning, I says, my God, you can stop that in 10 minutes. He says, what would you do? He says, well, he just said it was crazy, it's night and day. Why, well, that boy's hungry, I says. Go out and milk one of the cows. I said, don't give him too much milk to be sure to see the cow's not sick or anything. And then gave him a little milk. 15 minutes, the boy went to sleep. She says, I believe you do know something. She says, my God, you're a better doctor than anything else. Well, I learned it, I says, on my kids. I says, when they was hungry, they didn't have nothing to eat. That milk, that bottle milk didn't do no good for them. But here, shit, he was as happy as the Lord after that. Look, they didn't have that nourishment. Well, a goddamn cat's going to eat and eat the milk. That's the goddamnest stuff for a feed. Here the other day, give my cat a kick in the house. I mean, I got a poor milk in your goddamn trough and give me fried eggs and still look up for something else. Get out of the house, I says.
When you went to the grocery store, what do you remember buying in the grocery store? You probably had your fruits and vegetables and you had your meat.
Yeah. Oh, well, Mom, it didn't cost us very much. The huckster come once a week, Clint Melsis. He was a huckster. He always had anything to eat. I said, he never worried me. I said, whatever you put on the table, I'll eat. If I can't eat it, I said, I'll do it out.
I bet you still do.
Kids are the same way.
You bring them up that way, they eat that way, don't they?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Yep.
Just ask you 3-4 times what you want. Put it on their plate. You're hungry to eat. I didn't have much bother with children. I said I really didn't have no bother with our kids. When Mama's going to the store, she'd tell them to keep their fingers off things. We stayed right together like a whale caught in a white mouse.
I think they had a way of doing that. You didn't have to hit them. You didn't have to do anything. You just had to give them that look.
just look at them. It didn't bother nothing.
Yeah.
Little town. She wanted to go any place particular way. I took care of them. There was nothing to take care of them because it's more Sharon. And I shook them in those. Oh, in the dining room there, lay down to the wife and the dark. Maybe she couldn't get in the grocery and stuff. We never had no trouble with the children. I never had nobody to pass them around either. They always behaved themselves.
Yeah.
What do you after? They got bigger, they got playing tricks on fellas.
That's part of growing up.
Yeah.
You did that too, you told me.
Oh, wonderful. Go ahead. Next one coming out in town. Well, they were yet today going forward. And I was shot way at him. Boys stood there and laughed like this. And he said, son of a bitch, won't fall down. Well, he was gone, me and my nephew, we took one up in the woods and cut over the tree and tied way up in the tree, and I thought I laughed and tickled him so bad. We walked around the woods and I said, hey, listen, I hear something like that beach tree over there. Listen, I said, hear nuts chopping? Where's the nuts in there? I just wanted him to go and look in the tree, and finally he raises the gun up. Bang! Another old skull squirrel. Oh, we had all kinds of fun.
Was you a hunter?
Huh?
Was you a hunter?
We always hunted together, and rabbits and stuff. Hell, we killed 140 rabbits a day.
Is that right?
Yeah. Old man lived over on the other side of Sunday. Meanwhile, it was over there. And Galbert had a big woods over there. And it was all down tops, and I had good dogs. And easy cars. We had the truck tied full of rabbits all around. I never seen so many rabbits in my life. And dogs get in there with two, three of them pop out. A lot of them missed. Rabbits were in there. You which ones would get the most.
You prefer rabbit hunting, squirrel hunting, or night hunting?
I didn't go last year. All I done last year, I shot one squirrel off the gate.
Oh, off of the gate?
I looked out the window and there's a gate. Big fox squirrel sitting there. I told Rosie to open the door easy. I said, I'll get the little shotgun. Stick it out of there. She opened the door easy, stayed sitting, licking on the gate first. I guess kids had some candy on them. And I shot down, smelled the squirrel. She runs out, picks that one up. I said, did you get him? She said, yes. The hell he is. I said, there he goes. He went up the tree over there with the, and I couldn't turn my damn head right, and I couldn't see up in the tree. I said, I can't get that, and I ain't got no more shells in the gun. Well, I thought, sure, I'd run away for it.
Now, do you remember, did you have much trouble with wild animals?
Well, not too much. The damn old groundhogs and stuff. Now, like this morning, big dogs were barking trees, and I didn't get up, and I told her, oh, you won't get that person. He's down north at some place. Here she went to feed the chickens. We had about much meat in a big barrel out there in the shed. She come running in and she said, there's something in that barrel. Get up, she says, I got it, it's covered up. Got it covered up. I, what the hell they got? I said, you know, I took a brownie. I said, go on, Duke, and get that in that barrel. I took him in the shed, he started right away barking out. She shoved the barrel over, he grabbed it. Got the old Mr. Possum out. I was done to him and didn't have to look at him anymore. She had to take him up here in the woods. I was goddamn. Okay, get the hold of him once, it's soon gone.
And you said before that you unloaded cross ties?
Holy
was this awful. when the track was first going through?
When
they were building the train track.
When they built that track through Washburn, yes, I always had a good team of black horses. Well, they belonged to Coppet. And I took them and I was four and five. 32 of those Jim Brim Hager Dam black track cows.
That's quite a weight.
Yeah. I didn't want nobody to help me. Because them damn ties were filling your fingers and mashed.
That's for sure.
And that'd be all the way to do it. I said, doggone, I'll take my time, stand one end up, and lean it again the wagon, shove it up on there, put 32 on the load. I made a hell of a load for them two horses.
And have you ever rode on a train?
Huh?
Have you ever rode on a train?
Oh, yes.
There for a while, if you really wanted to go somewhere, that's the only way you could get there, really, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, off went Lawrenceburg for the train.
Still telling a story, honey?
Huh?
You still getting that story in?
I don't know.
Gotta tell her some more.
Tell more.
Have you ever been on an airplane?
No.
No.
I bet you don't have any desire to go on a plane. You want your feet on the ground.
I want my feet on near as ground as I can get.
Tell her how many grandchildren in that you got. It's on the paper. How many grandchildren you got?
I never counted them. Goddamn many, I wouldn't know.
Let's see. It says 44 great-grandchildren, and 14 great-great-grandchildren, and 19 grandchildren.
That's a bunch.
But someone was just born again. So he's got a pile of them again. Just been come Grandpa this year again.
Did he tell you about coon hunting?
No.
You used to have coon dogs.
Hey! Tell her about the coon hunting you used to do.
Oh.
That go on there.
That was down in that shack.
Yeah.
Old bark tree.
I'll take this in.
And the goddamn coon was on top. Ceiling, he couldn't get it rich, and I took the shotgun. I couldn't turn in there to shoot him. My God, she punched a stick at him, and he jumped down. I sent a little bitch guy on top of me, and I hollered at her. I said, "Get him by the tail and pull that son of a bitch off." He didn't have no tail.
He didn't have a tail?
Not a sign of a tail.
Somebody else must have grabbed him by the tail.
He was tall, big, awful big, long-legged coon. I never seen one like it. But the dog got him off me right away.
Yeah.
When he got around. Didn't take him long, he had whipped him.
Did you coon dogs? You probably did a lot of coon hunting at night.
Oh, yeah.
Long time ago.
Yes.
I bet you know everybody's place in the dark, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Never got run out.
Never got run out. In them days, you didn't have to ask either, did you?
Well. We'd go out to the neighbors, and I like those old neighbors that when we was hunting, we'd go to the house and give them a rabbit or two, and skin boys would skin it, clean it for them. They wanted a rabbit or so. They always treated them right.
Which did you like the best, rabbit or squirrel?
Well, I wouldn't make much difference on
either one, huh?
So we were killing an awful lot of them. Well, he'd walk out there in the field. We killed 7, 8, maybe 10 before we got out of that little field that was out there, screaming. But Jesus Christ, sounded like an army on there. When there were 6 of us most of the time go together. A couple of my boys and Lord Scutsman and Sam. We had more fun than there.
Did you ever shoot a deer?
Deer?
Yeah.
No, sir, I never went and saw
it. Did you ever eat deer?
I never had any.
Do you have any desire to eat deer?
Well, I didn't. Mom had got a piece of deer over one time from Bobby over there. I didn't like the taste of it. I wouldn't give a nickel for it. He of them things eats wild onions. That meat's just like a beef. A beef ain't no count.
That's what they claim. They claim that you can tell what that deer eats.
Yeah, but eating them onions is bad. Hampty down there, I was hauling wood and cordwood. And he come out and says to me, he says, "Henry," he says, "what the hell do you think I can do with this beef?" He says, "Pretty beef." He showed it to me the day before he was going to butcher. He says, "I can't eat it." This guy says, a funny taste. I said, what the hell was he eating it? Oh, he said, I bought it down there, hay down, Roddy Williams. He says, it's got a lot of onions in. Well, onion, you know, caught it. Oh, I said, hell, I said, you can't eat that goddamn thing. All you can do is cut it up. He said, it's on a bunch of dogs won't eat it. They wouldn't.
Yeah.
Don't know what he done with it, but he took it out and buried it or what. Well, it was a nice looking animal and everything looked good. But, you know, and he was feeding that hay to him. He couldn't eat the meat. It tickled me. I had a laugh. I said, well, man, the gold is that trouble and everything. Thought he had meat and didn't have
Now that seems odd though, really, because if you put your own onion on, that's all right.
Yeah.
That wild onion's a little different, isn't it?
Yeah. No, an animal should be fit pure corn if you want nice meat. Not no slop like dairy slop too good. Makes the meat sloppy. Got no taste.
Now did you always butcher, did you eat lamb?
Yeah.
And
well,
you,
I like that pretty well.
Yeah. Now a lot of people think that lamb and deer is a whole lot of life.
Oh. When the younger days when they thrashed, but that's all they butcher. They had all the neighbors who had lamb to eat. It tastes good. But here lately years they don't do that anymore.
When they thrashed, was this done with steam engines?
Yeah, all steam engines.
All steam engines?
Yeah. All them old folks, we lay down on that damn old separator and chair. And we'd look at them, the old John Windhorse was the worst. He was the engineer. Well, last a week, he'd go to the barber and get shaved. And he'd look like a tar baby. Had a tar all over his face and his clothes. Well, they didn't go home and sleep. They just crawled outside, separate, you know, so they ate like all night, and bunch of straw. Hard labor.
Do you remember your buggies?
Huh?
Do you remember the buggies?
Buggies?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Did you have a one with a fringe on top, or did you just have a closed one or an open or what?
Oh no, old Modest Bellman bought me a nice buggy, rubber tires, little runabout, and bought me a horse. I was only 15 years old when I worked for him, and got me nice. I went to the saddler, bought me a set of the silver or silver horns, buckles and stuff on the horse. It was as pretty as he could be. Nice. Oh, I felt proud about it. He was all got mad. No one's moving out to see this. He said, there he goes back to that old thing. Well, I said, I went with her for 5 years.
You went with her 5 years before you got married?
Yeah.
How old were you when you got married?
21.
She was 20. Did you ever get that buggy stuck?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
the old man, he kind of tickled me. I couldn't keep him laughing. I'll tell you the joke. We met together in the saloon up there, Primer Huff's dad. And he says, Henry, I'll have to tell you something. I said, what the hell can that be? First, we're going to have a beer and a shot. I said, okay. I said, what the hell you got to tell me? He says, you know, when you passed my place, he says, I had a couple of girls. He says, they'd go in the house and cry because you wouldn't come take them out. Well, I had no business to take the other girls out. I said, I had a girl to take out. He says, God damn, he says, there he comes again, that pretty horse and buggy. Well, he was pretty. He had four white legs, white forehead, pretty dark bay. He was a proud little fellow.
How did you meet your wife? Or were you neighbors?
Oh, no. I guess most of you met over here at church when we went to church. I think that's about the way it is. And we got to run together and get into the dances. That's how we got together.
And do you remember, like, on 4th of July or some holidays, did they have any special doings going on in the neighborhood?
Oh,
or?
Yeah, them days they come around on the hay wagon, play music and stuff, and every saloon, neighbors all go together. Anyhow, they did an hour on that road over there.
They have barn dances?
Yeah. Yeah, we have.
You went around to different people's, or yeah. they just have a special place built for this?
Whenever there was Sunday night, they danced in our place, in the granary. Had a ward. No, we had... Our neighborhood was awful nice. I don't care how I say it after all. Ralph Gutzler was here, you see, this evening. I was telling him, I said, my God, I said, you boys didn't get in no goddamn trouble like they are nowadays. Break up people's mailboxes and all that kind of stuff. I said, run around and break up mailboxes. I said, if they'll break mine out here, I said, if I'll get them, I said, go for it. Then I can reach them way out there past that gate. I said, they'd go home with a sore ass or something. Well, that's awful to break up people's property and stuff.
I don't know what they get out of it, but they say there's nothing to do, but we didn't have any trouble finding things to do, did we?
No. We never had no trouble.
We probably were a little busier than they were.
We always had our work to do. When they come home out of school, I can remember yet that I always had to go to the woods and get the hogs home. In the morning, take them out before we went to school. And we had our jobs all to do ahead. Each one had their jobs. One, a couple of them milked the cows.
Were you a swimmer?
I didn't swim, but all my kids swim like ducks.
Yeah. Did you go puddling in the creek or?
Oh yes, I did that a lot of time. I'm crying for it.
Probably sled riding in the winter time and ice skating.
Yeah. Yeah. We did a lot of that. Oh Jesus Christ! I had to do that a couple of years ago when the snow was as level with the fence post out there.
yeah, it was.
Yeah.
You were without electric then, weren't you?
Yeah.
Now see, our electric never wasn't off, but then you had to go back and rough it.
Yeah. Now I don't know what to put the electric up so damn high for.
Yeah, that's right. It is.
It got it way up to us. Everything's a doggone high.
Yeah.
I said to the girls about a couple of weeks ago, they raised the pension up here again. Well, I said, no need to look for a raise. They're going to raise the price on the gas. If something would be raised, my God, sure enough. We're going to a lot higher. I told you, before you get a hold of the dollar, I said, there's somebody else standing at the door waiting for that dollar to come in.
Yeah, I believe you're right.
Yeah. Oh, well, I can't complain about my folks. I married both of them. I stayed here with me 3 years last.
If you had your life to live over again, would you do it the same way?
I believe I would. I had a good mother and I had a good daddy. Daddy was good to us. It was poor people.
Well, I think that was pretty well all over, wasn't it?
Yes. And the neighbors was honest. They helped one another out. Well, that good apple over there way. Every little bit he'd come in and ask the old man, he had a few dollars on him he could spare. He got a debt to pay. Give him some money. He didn't have no papers or anything drawn up. It was all word. Everybody was honest.
Yeah. Can't do that anymore, can you?
No. Why, you can't believe anybody
That's about the truth. Things aren't the same, that's for sure.